he was really recognizing that we do have a very large state with a very complex educational system. I think his point, and this was the point that came to the commission, we're all different. There was a big downstate New York City-centric emphasis that came out of this report, recognized that in New York City, for example, and other big five urban school districts, the needs are very different than they might be in a wealthy school district. He made the point of, why would you even call it a school? He was kind of referencing a community resource center. His point being, you need to have available to some of these kids who come from a disadvantaged background, health services, family supports, mental health services, counseling, things of that nature. I think Jeffrey Canada, who was on the commission, talked about the fact that so many of the kids in his school district, his Harlem Children's Zone, are homeless or coming from a background that requires that they have services way beyond a K-12 or a standard curriculum. And they're absolutely right, but the cost implications for something of that nature are enormous.
By turning these schools into, for lack of a better term, a social services agency, what are some of the downsides? I would imagine unfunded mandates pop into your head.
Well, yeah, obviously. It didn't really pop into my head directly. What was the concern is we have such a difficult time just meeting the needs of the education program, having the resources to do that well, that if you start adding on a lot of additional social services, it's going to be very difficult to not take away from the educational budget to service the social services side. Not to say that that's a bad thing for some of these children. Those kinds of services may be, in fact, more critical. But it is a very complicated budget system that we have right now. When you start adding additional critical programs and a lack of resources, there's going to be a collision.
The governor's report also mentioned longer school days and longer school years. This is something that's been talked about for a long time. It's a pilot program now underway in some schools in some parts of the country. That, I imagine, a longer day, a longer year would, of course, increase your budget.
It absolutely does. Every one of these things that we're talking about is likely going to have an impact on wages, hours, and conditions of employment, all of which are mandated subjects of collective bargaining. And so we have to sit down at the table with the union and talk about how we can make this happen, given the resources we have. And pretty quickly, you get to a place where you realize you probably don't have the resource to extend it much. That's not to say we shouldn't explore this. This is something that the commission did well. They set forth an agenda that we've been talking about for a long time, and the fact that they put it out there in a very professional sort of way got the governor's attention. Hopefully it will be something that we can pursue. One of the ways in which I think we can extend the school day and the school year is going to be through the use of technology. The technology allows you to kind of break down walls, break down barriers to school day, school year, class size, transportation issues. That is something that we will, as we progress, begin to take better advantage of. And when that happens, I think we will have an extended opportunity for education.
One more final point, Tim. There was also a recommendation about recruiting teachers from the highest levels of the undergraduates in college. They noted that Finland takes its teachers from the top 10% of its undergraduates and that America's teachers often come from the bottom half of the undergraduate class. If this recruitment happens, could this put pressure on the school boards to have higher starting salaries if you're going to reach these undergraduates with the highest grades?
You're going to have to eventually get there. That would be the attraction. I don't want to sound Pollyannish and say that there are going to be people who would be interested in being teachers no matter what you paid them. And these are really, really smart people but we do need to have a way in which we can have the highest quality person in every classroom. And in order to do that, in certain circumstances, we're going to have to raise the bar. We're going to have the colleges of educational administration do a better job of training. But we're also going to have to be more selective at the hiring level as to who we recruit, how we professionally develop them, who we retain, all of those sorts of things. The standards have to be higher than perhaps they are in some school districts today.